NAIDOC Week 2020 is the perfect opportunity for the resurgence of Indigenous communities to be united by culture, language, song and music. And what better way to do that than with a new live music showcase? Treaty is the state's newest First Nations music event taking place this November, presenting South Australia's best emerging and established First Nations artists. Joining us now to talk about this exciting event is Music SA's First Nations Industry Development Coordinator and organiser of the event, Letitia Ackland. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So what inspired this event?
So we haven't really, I guess, had a community event for a while with the First Nations music. So we don't have Spirit Festival anymore. And my first role being at Music SA is industry development. So I wanted to focus on First Nations music, especially emerging and local established in SA.
And so there's a pretty huge lineup already announced, and I believe more to come. Can you tell us what we can expect to see?
Yeah, so you'll see artists from NT performer Jay Miller, who's doing a lot of big things at the moment. You've also got Tilly Thomas, quite beautiful vocalist. So there's a good mix in there as well from Erna Bella from Denmark. So they actually rap in Pitjantjatjara Yankunjatjara. So you've got a great mix there of amazing performers. So it'll be a great night, definitely, at Tandania, and I'm really excited to see them all on stage as much as they are excited to play and perform.
And Treaty plans to welcome and encourage the participation of remote and regional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. So how did you source these artists, and how are you hoping to source more in the future?
Yeah, definitely assisting them by reaching out and seeing where they're at in their music scene, how we can assist with getting them into developing as well on digital platforms, and just seeing where we can give avenues to definitely regional artists and how they can source more local things in the CBD and how to actually make those connections through their own culture and out on country and come into these events to showcase and put them on a platform.
We're speaking with Letitia Ackland, Music SA's First Nations Industry Development Coordinator and organiser of the Treaty Music event, which is coming up this November. And everything about the event will be celebrating talented young Indigenous people from stage management right through, obviously, to performing. What was the impact of putting on an event led by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in all aspects?
Oh, definitely. Like, I think it's amazing that we've got, people that are interested in being more so on the stage, but there are, a lot of people that want to be interested in how to set up the events, especially when it's for community events. Myself, I actually do a lot of stage management and building of large festivals. So I have a lot of people ask me individually if they could work for myself or alongside myself, but I encourage it, especially being an Aboriginal female in a world that is production and logistics. So, yeah, wherever I can give opportunity to give a pathway and experience to other First Nations people, I will 100% be able to do that, and I'm an advocate for it for sure through my own business.
And the artwork for this event is really brilliant. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so Ashley, she did it amazing. I couldn't believe it when it came through. It was very poppy. Her story behind it is very amazing as well, and she really hit the nail on the head with the title of We Stand in Distress. It also goes alongside We Always Was, Always Will Be, with the NAIDOC theme as well. It's quite beautiful. You can see it all over the poster. It's to do with the ancestors still guiding us and how we're still walking through today and still with the struggles that we do, and that actually encouraged the title of Treaty also as First Nations Indigenous people.
And finally, this event is free, but it's also drug and alcohol free. So how conscious were you about making this event accessible for all people?
Yeah, it's alcohol-free because it's an indoor event and it's family-friendly, and that's all to do with COVID management plans as well. And so being accessible is also being in the centre of Adelaide at Tandania, which is the only Aboriginal cultural centre in Adelaide that is very accessible for everyone, and it is now a cultural hub. Due to COVID, it's a bit restricting, but it's always going to be put out there to community. And community for their first
Letitia, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, Tom. Thank you.
Letitia Ackland there, Music SA's First Nations Industry Development Coordinator and organiser of the Treaty Music event. Treaty's taking place on Friday, November the 13th from 4 till 10pm at, as we said, Tandanya Aboriginal Cultural Institute. It's a free community event, but ticket reservations are required, of course, due to COVID restrictions. So you can reserve tickets at MoshTix. And Night Out Week 2020 runs from Sunday the 8th to Sunday the 15th of November.